All the wreckage is out of sight, and I know it's gonna be alright, and I'll get some sleep tonight. On a bad day, I just locked the door, 'cause you left me wanting more. And I wonder what a heart is for, baby, when it's 20 years and all.
And joining us now at PMP Network is a well-known songwriter, but boy, she's got some great songs she's singing herself here on a CD that I really enjoyed. It's called On a Good Day, and the first song really gets you going. As soon as you hear it, you say, wow, this is good stuff.
Oh, I'm
Jude Johnstone joins us right now. How are you, Jude?
I'm pretty good.
This
Actually,
is good
it's
stuff.
It's nice to hear your accent. It's warming me up.
Okay. Well, I have no accent.
Right.
Hold on, I parked the car outside. Hang on. But no, this is great stuff. I really like it.
I'm so glad to hear it.
Now, I know that you've had everybody from Bonnie Raitt and Johnny Cash and Trisha Yearwood to Bette Midler record your stuff, but why did it take so long to get your own stuff out here with your own voice on it?
Well, I did make an effort to get a record deal when I was a youngster in Los Angeles, but I didn't succeed at the time, and then things started to snowball with my publishing, and other people started doing the songs, and then I decided to have a family, and you know, the next thing happened, and when my kids started to be old enough, then I, you know, for me to be on the road at all and promote a record, then I sort of looked at my manager and said, well, you know, how about now?
How old are your kids?
They're 14 and 9.
Now, either one of them musically inclined?
They're both incredibly inclined that way.
Ah.
They're more, I think, writerly. I mean, they seem to be more interested in writing novels than songs. But
Well, it's still creativity is creativity.
Yeah, it is.
Well, you know, it's interesting to note that if you're going to write, writing songs is a very lucrative idea. People think that the people who record the songs make all the money, but actually most of it goes to the writers.
That's correct, yeah. And, of course, you have to sell a few records, you know,
<That's>
to
true.
Make it worthwhile. But I was lucky enough that those people that did my songs were obviously selling some records, so that I was able to make a living while I raised my family.
Which one was the biggest hit you ever wrote?
That was a song for Trisha Yearwood called The Woman Before Me. And that went to number one. It's the only number one I've ever written. My songs tend to be more, as you can hear, they tend to be close an album. You know, they keep using them to close their records, sort of the ballad at the end kind of thing. They tend to take my ballads.
Yeah, I actually think that the songs kind of sound familiar to me.
Mm-hmm.
Even
well,
the songs on this CD.
On this CD, none of them have been cut by anyone else yet, although there's talk.
Yeah.
But on the other, my first CD, many of them had been cut before.
Right, Coming of Age was, yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
But this one over here, even the songs on this one, I mean, when I heard On a Good Day, it sounded really familiar to me. Now, I don't know if it's because I heard it on radio or because I just, it just has a familiar tune to it.
Well, there's a sing-songy, you know, melody in it that, you know, just comes right out of the phrase, if you think about it. And I had a feeling about that song that, you know, maybe this would be the one for me to launch my own record with, you know. And I guess it's catching on, luckily enough.
Well, I think it's going to do really well. As long as it gets airplay, it'll do well, because if you hear it, you're going to want to buy it, which is a good thing.
Well, that's what we're hoping.
Yeah. Now, I'm a person who has actually written poetry many times, and most of the poetry I read that I wrote was stuff that kind of just came to me and just kind of really quickly, boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
I understand kind of like the way this CD came out for you.
It is, and it's not always the case. You know, the other CD I did had gone, you know, over many years, taken me to write some of the songs, and these just pretty much hatched themselves due to a lot of things that I was going through, my family was going through back in Maine. It created a sort of tapestry that became obvious to me, and the songs felt like they wrote themselves. They did.
Yeah, you mentioned tapestry, which reminds me of Carole King, of course.
Yeah.
Who were some of the influences that you had growing up that may have influenced some of the writing that you've done?
Well, I admit that some of the people that sing on this CD with me also influenced me, like Jackson Browne, of course, and Bonnie Raitt. I certainly listened to her singing as well.
Mm-hmm.
I also listened a lot to Tom Waits and Van Morrison. And a lot of singer-songwriters, you know, like Lyle Lovett. There are a lot of writers that I think a lot of over the years. And the Beatles, of course, big influence in my house.
Yeah, how about like Laura Nyro as a songwriter?
You know, I never heard Laura Nyro that much, and people have actually mentioned her in describing my work before, and I thought, you know, I'd better go back and listen to her.
She wrote a lot of songs for the Fifth Dimension.
Yes, and I'm familiar with those, but less familiar with her performances. You know?
I don't think she was that strong as an individual performer, but her songs certainly have lived on and doing incredibly well.
Yeah.
You mentioned Bonnie Raitt and Jackson Browne. Of course, you also have Rodney Crowell and Julie Miller on the album as well.
Yeah.
And it's a really nice production.
Thank you. Yeah, we did this very much exactly the way we wanted to. You know, you're not always in a position to do that, but when you put out your own record, you know, and you fund it yourself, you can call the shots, and it's definitely the way to go as far as I'm concerned. My husband and I produced it together, and then we had, of course, the help of some of these wonderful singers, which is, you know, it's always fun to tell Bonnie Raitt how to, you know, sing a part.
Oh, yeah.
You gotta like it.
You know, Bojack Records, then, is your own label?
Yes. Uh-huh. My manager and I began that label just to sort of, you know, put our first record out.
Wow. And folks can go right to that site. It's BOJAKRecords.com.
Yeah.
And we'll actually put a link up with this interview to that site.
Wonderful.
So people can actually go right there. Can they buy the CD on the site?
They can, and of course they can buy it at any record store and the internet record stores like CD Baby and Amazon.com as well.
Mm.
Borders and, you know, those places as well.
If for instance, On a Good Day becomes a number one hit, how will that compare to having Trisha doing The Woman Before Me? For you,
it would be much more exciting to me. It was exciting to do that with Trisha, and she's done several of my songs. She's an incredible interpreter. But there isn't anything, I don't think, like the feeling of being recognized as your own writer, singer, you know. And also, no one quite does the songs the way that the writer does them. It's one of the things that I think makes it special when I go to hear Carla Bonoff or someone perform, you know, that you're not used to hearing perform the songs. And there's something stirring about that for me. And if that worked the same way for other people, it would be very exciting to me. And I know some of these people are such strong singers that, you know, it's hard to say. You don't know whether you're going to touch people in the same way, but having written the song, I think that something happens that's kind of magic.
Sometimes, though, their interpretation brings another level to the song that maybe didn't even occur to you.
Absolutely. Particularly the song that Johnny Cash did of mine was very much that case, you know, where I wrote a thing that was a real full-on gospel kind of church thing, and he took it and he made it into this incredibly somber hymn, and it was just beautiful.
Somewhat Unchained?
Yes, and it was quite unexpected to me. I didn't realize that, you know, and so a lot of these people are such interpreters that, yeah, they do take it someplace else, and it can have a wonderful outcome.
Well, I think it's interesting that most of the people who've done your songs are people with really strong voices.
That's true. I think people, great singers really like to latch on to a melody that's, you know, got some juice. You know what I mean? Mm. And I have sort of an R&B side to my music too, and I think that I always think of the songs as singerly, and I like that kind of singing myself, and so I think those singers are attracted to melodies they can wrap their chops around, so to speak.
Mm. Are you touring right now?
Well, we're trying to pick up dates, yes. We're doing some one-offs with various people that I'll go out with sometimes, just for, you know, like Jackson or Richard Thompson and people that I that compliment their audiences like us. And mm-hmm. But I've yet to, you know, really set up a whole lot of dates, which is what we'd like to do naturally, so that we can expose the material.
So we can, send people to BojackRecords.com for your schedule, I assume, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Now, tell me a little bit about where you grew up, and were your parents musically inclined as well?
Yeah, I grew up in Ellsworth, Maine, and that's coastal Maine, and my mom did always sing, yeah, and particularly in church, but she sang at home as well, and my dad loved music. He was a serious music buff, but I don't know. He harmonized with my mom okay.
Mm.
My grandmother sang, and my great grandmother played a piano by ear like me. There was a lot of piano players down the line, apparently.
Did you ever have the chance to sing with mom?
Only in church. Now that you mention it, not really.
Mm. Is she still around?
Oh yeah, she's a soprano, and she's got a beautiful voice.
Well, you should invite her to the next CD. Have her do a song with you.
I know,
cool.
I ought to, huh? I think Betty Griffin did that, didn't she?
Yeah, a lot of singers do that actually. Yeah. If they have a chance, because it's something that you'll always have, you know.
Well, you know, Bonnie really enjoyed doing that work she did with her father, and I imagine that means a lot to her now, particularly since he's gone.
Yeah, exactly. That's why
she actually brought him to our recording session.
That's why I'm suggesting that you might want to bring mom. And,
yeah, I know. You're right. You know,
you can do a concert. Just have her go up on stage with you and sing one of your songs with you.
She has come out and seen some shows. I've had my family come see sort of special shows that if we've gotten lucky enough to open for Jackson or something, then I'll say this would be a good show to come see.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Jude Johnstone's CD is called On a Good Day, and you can pick it up at BojackRecords.com. Look for her to appear in a town near you. The music is great. I highly recommend the CD, and hope a lot of folks out there go out and buy it.
Thank you.
It was a pleasure to talk to you.
It was very fun.
Take care.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.